This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
No word from the White House on whether lunch or maybe just some snacks were served down in the Situation Room for that cybersecurity meeting today. But the president did have dinner with a group of senators last week, and he has been making the social rounds, as you've probably read. Business meals like that can be great, an opportunity for people to get to know each other, to talk shop in a social setting, to make a good impression, perhaps. But as anybody who has sat down for one of those meals knows, with the ordering and the eating and the stress and the nerves, how do you not mess them up? We sent Marketplace's Adrian Hill out today for a little business lunch lesson.
I meet up with Jules Hurst from Etiquette Consulting, Inc. at a French cafe.
And you're going to teach me how not to screw up my next business lunch?
I am going to teach you how to not screw up and to be perfect on your next business lunch.
All right, let's do this.
First hurdle, figuring out what to order.
You don't want to get something that is going to be slipping out of your mouth like spaghetti.
You don't want noodles dribbling down your chin. What about a portobello burger?
A burger may not be the most delicate thing to eat. You're okay. Opening,
Apparently, doesn't cut it at business lunches. In general, you don't want the food to be a distraction to getting a job or getting your point across. You want to follow your host's lead with the price or pick something right in that middle range.
This is not your time to try that new expensive dish because you are in between jobs or whatever the reason is and can't afford it on your own.
Over the course of the meal, I make more than a few mistakes.
Just a quick review on napkins. It's the folded side that goes towards you. So that, there you go. Perfect.
A quick review means I've screwed up my first thing.
No, just a reminder. And you may also want to go ahead and, there you go.
The silverware has been appropriately separated.
And once the food arrives?
Is there anything I really shouldn't do?
Right there, talking with your mouth full. We don't need to see what you're eating.
So I knew that one. I was just testing you. I knew that one.
But Hurst tells me it's worth the work. All the attention to getting it right, all the fussiness. The thing to keep in mind about business lunches?
It's not to eat. It's to eat and.
And that and, that's the really important part. I'm Adrian Hill, sitting up perfectly straight for Marketplace.